Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
This every time I come here, I study with you about the Lord's Prayer.
每次我来这里呢，都跟各位学习主导文。
This week is a six hour.
这已经经过六个小时。
And throughout the 5 hours, we study from the beginning, to the one who, give us our daily bread.
前面五次呢，我们从主导文最开始一直学习到我们的日用饮食，今日是给我们。
A lesson to Matthew chapter 6.
我们请翻开马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse
9. 马太福音六章从第九节开始。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9. Pray then in this way, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This is the given prayer to his disciple and now to us.
这是主耶稣他给他门徒和我们的祷告。
Each phrase and each statement is really meaningful.
每一句话都非常有意义。
It leads us our character to be changed to draw near to God.
他能够改变我们的个性，然后更靠近神。
So our life can change as a Christian life.
所以我们能够活在基督的生活里面。
So to be ready to receive the kingdom of God.
并且准备要迎接天堂。
Last hour we study the verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread.
上一次我们学习了第十一节。我们日用的饮食，今日是给我们。
His statement itself is very simple and nothing special. It sounds like.
这一节听起来并没有什么特别的意思。
But it gives us a great insight.
但是这个，但却它却拥有非常很多的内涵。
We know that there is no food and no life.
我们知道，我们如果不吃的话，就没有生命。
We pray before we get our food means we completely rely on Him.
我们在用餐之前向神祷告，这表示我们全部的依靠神。
Since we believe that all the food and all the provision that He provided us depends on Him, that means we rely on Him, rely on our life into His hand.
所以我们能够了解到所有的东西都是神赐给我们，所以我们可以依靠神。
Only in this world, man.Only can pray before they take the meal.
所以这样子，我们人们才可以，才知道，在用餐之前向神祷告。
But nowadays, not necessarily all the men, they pray before they partake the meal.
但是并不是所有的人都是这样做的。
Only believers, those who believe in God, they pray before they having a meal.
只有那些信靠耶稣的人才这样做。
So we as a believers, we as a children of God, We sit down in our dining table. We pray before we eat our meal. To pray to God is really meaningful.
所以我们是神的儿女，我们在用餐之前坐在餐桌上向神祷告是非常有意义的事。
In this way, we remember His grace and His love.
这样子我们也能够记住神给我们的爱。
And also shows our true faith to completely rely on Him.
也这也表现了我们对神。依靠神的信心。
So actually, the each meal help us strengthening our faith.
所以这样子的话，每一餐我们每一餐用每一餐，都可以增进我们的信心。
So every day three prayer before we take a meal, before we take that meal is really meaningful actually.
所以在用餐之前的祷告是非常有意义的。
Now this hour we study the next one.
现在我们继续学习下一节。
And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And here, verse 12, we can say, because God already forgive our sin.
我们看十二节，其实神已经免了我们的罪。
So that's why we have to forgive others.
所以这也是因为这也是如此，我们需要去原谅人的罪。
So our forgiveness to other people is not optional, but it's our duty.
所以让我们去饶恕别人，并不是我们能。我们能够选择，这是我们需应的义务，应该去做的。
This prayer is really essential in our Christian life.
这一节的祷告对我们在我们基督化的生活非常有意义。
To maintaining our Christian life, our physical life, we something desperately we need.
要维持我们的灵性的生命和肉体的生命。我们都需要一些东西。
And physically, we need a physical bread and physical food.
在肉体上，我们需要实质上的食物。
In order to maintain our spiritual life, we need forgiveness.
如果要维持我们灵性上的生命的话，我们需要需要的就是饶恕别人。
If there is no forgiveness from God, then we don't have no reason to believe in God.
如果神不饶恕我们的话，我们就没有我们信他就没有意思了。
There is no forgiveness, and there is no joy, and there is no peace.
如果没有饶恕的话，就没有喜乐，也就没有平安。
So forgiveness is really, really essential one in our Christian life.
所以，去饶恕是非常重要的事。
We look at in our family, among the husband and wife, and among the children and the parents.
看看我们在家庭里，夫妻之间，儿女之间。
There is no forgiveness, then there is no peace and no love at no warmth in a family.
如果大家不互相包容、互相饶恕的话，家里就没有温暖。
Why we want to go home, to have a rest there because there is a forgiveness.
我们之所以要回家，在那里休息，就是因为那里有饶恕。
All the family members, they know each other very well.
每一位家庭的成员，大家都非常的熟识。
Each other knows what their weakness.
大家都知道对方的弱点。
But then when they have wronged to the other side.
如果有一方得罪了另外一方。
They know each other. They know how to forgive each other.
他们彼此非常认识，他们知道如何去饶恕对方。
That's why the family is really the place to have a warm and a peace and joy.
所以家庭是真正有一个是真正一个喜乐而且温暖的地方。
But if we go outside, it's a different story.
但是如果我们出到外面，就不一样了。
When we are in the work field or in our business, whatever we're doing that.
在我们工作的地方，或者是我们不管做什么事。
And forgiveness is optional.
但是在这种情况下，饶恕就是你可以选择。
With one mistake, many things turn to be very twisted and turn out to be fail many things.
如果你犯了一个错误，或许会导致整件事情的失败。
So everybody when they go out of family or of their home, they really alert their mind.
所以平常人们在家庭之外，他们常常非常小心自己所做的事。
So the peace and joy and dissatisfactions only come from the forgiveness.
所以喜乐和平安这两件事真正从饶恕而来的。
So why are we Christians seeking for the forgiveness, seeking for the joy and satisfaction?
所以像我们基督徒正在寻求平安和喜乐。
Because God only allows when He forgive us, then we can obtain this one.
但是这只有神他饶恕了我们，我们才可以得到这些。
And you and I, we all the sinner in the sight of God.
在神的眼中，我们都是罪人。
So we desperately need the forgiveness of God.
我们非常的需要神的饶恕。
In this world, there's two kinds of people. The one who receive the forgiveness from God, the sinner who forgiven from God.
有两种人，第一种就是接受神饶恕的罪人。
A sinner, another kind of sinner who haven't forgiven from the Lord.
但是另外一种罪人却是并没有接受神的饶恕。
That's why we are the one who received this forgiveness from the Lord, so we can have a joy.
但我们基督徒却是第一种，就是 接受神饶恕的罪人。
So since we received such a great amount of a blessing, that grace and compassion we received from the Lord by the forgiveness.
我们从神那里领受了很多的祝福，还有他的饶恕。
So forgive others is really it's not an optional, but it's our natural duty to do it to others.
所以要饶恕别人的罪，这是我们应该去做的。
Have you ever experienced it when you do not forgive somebody?
大家有没有经验并不去饶恕一个人
？From the moment when we have an enemy, that we start to we our own self to capture in our own prison.
从当我们有敌人那一刻开始，我们就把自己关在监狱里了。
And little by little, we lose our own freedom.
一点一点的，我们就失去我们自己的自由。
Also, our joy and peace taken by this this kind of a heart, the whole unforgiven heart.
而且平安和喜乐就这样子一点一点的被这不饶恕的心拿走了。
And eventually, we lose the will of God also.
所以如果我们失去的话，我们也失去了神。
We also turn into become a sinner who cannot be forgiven by the Lord.
我们也就成为了那第二个罪人，就是并不被神饶恕的罪人。
There's two meanings of this meaning of sin.
罪有两种意义。
One is the when you shoot the arrow, but it missed target.
第一种就是。当你射箭的时候，你是并没有射中目标。
So that's the meaning of sin.
那是神罪的一种意思。
Which is we against the will of God.
也就是我们违背神的意思。
Our disobedience.
我们的反叛。
And then we miss the target of God's will.
我们并没有射中神的意思。
So we losing our purpose of life.
所以我们也就失去了我们生命的意义。
So when we commit sin.
所以当我们犯罪的时候。
When sin cannot get out of us.
当罪没有办法离开我们的时候。
And then our error had missed target.
我们所射的箭就失去了准头。
So when we do not forgive others.
所以当我们不去饶恕别人的时候。
This is against God's will.
这个就违背了神的旨意。
Then our targets start to miss targets, beside the targets.
所以我们就会失去准头，并没有不会射中目标。
Eventually lose our purpose of life.
所以也就失去了生命的意义。
When we lose our purpose of life.
所以当我们失去生命意义的时候。
Lose our own joy and satisfaction.
我们同时也失去了。喜乐和平安。
So if we do not forgive others,
所以当我们不去饶恕对方、饶恕别人的时候
，it turns out back to us as a sin.
所以这变成我们的一种罪。
Because in this way we cannot his kingdom cannot come to us.
这样子的话，神的国就不会临到我们。
We cannot support, we cannot follow his will.
我们没有办法跟随神的旨意。
The second meaning is the sin. Meaning of sin is owed to the creditors.
第二种罪的第二种意思就是我们欠了那给我们的。
So the verse 12 talking about the debtors.
所以第十二节这里也讲到欠债的人。
We all the sinner in the sight of God.
我们在神的眼中都是罪人。
God remove our sin out of us.
神将罪从我们身上洗去。
But still we are sinner.
但是我们还是罪人。
We owe to God.
我们还是欠神。
We have to pay back to.
我们需要偿还。
This is our life should be.
这就是我们生命所需要做的。
When you look at the Paul's life.
当我们看到使徒保罗的一生。
Apostle Paul at the beginning he persecuted the Christians.
保罗他在刚开始他打击那些基督徒。
But after he converted to be a Christian,
但是当他变相信神了之后
，He changed his life.
他改变了他的生命。
He lived this world as a sinner.
他活在这世上是以一个罪人的身份。
How come he accomplished such wonderful work of God?
他是如何完成这么伟大的工作呢
？What makes it possible he preached the gospel to other people？
什么原因让他能够传扬神的道呢
Because he understands the love of God.
这是因为他了解了神的爱。
Because he understands God forgive him.
因为他了解神已经赦免了他。
He understands the forgiveness is cannot comprehend anything else in this world.
他知道饶恕是在这世界上没有办法比的。
So he want to become a true sinner.
所以他想要成为一个罪人。
He understands as a debtor.
他了解他自己是一位欠债的人。
That's why he dedicate himself to the Lord.
所以这也是因为他，这也是这原因他献身。
Even though his own life to die for the Lord.
甚至他能够为神而死。
Cannot pay back all this debt that he got from the Lord.
就算这样，他也没有办法偿还神给他的爱。
Such attitude turn his life to accomplish the will of God.
这样子的意愿让他转变，然后成为神照着神的意思而行。
You and I, we all sinner in the sight of God.
我们都是罪人。
Let's look at the one of 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
请翻开哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 19 and 20.
第六章的十九二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
哥林多前书六章十九二十节。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And here the apostle Paul says, For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God.In your body.
在这里讲到使徒保罗讲到你们是用重价买来的所以要在你们身子上荣耀神
Since we become a children of God Why? Because of he died for us Because he the precious the blood We can be bought, been bought
之所以我们能够成为神的儿女是因为他死在十字架上用他的宝血赎回我们
So actually we owe to God a lot
所以我们从这里可以知道我们欠神非常的
多。So it's a great understanding that we constantly understand that we are sinner in the sight of God.
所以我们需要一直了解得到我们在神的眼中都是罪人。
Actually, this helps us guide us our life and we can forgive others easily.
这个想法能够让我们能够简单的了解而且能够跟随神的旨意。
At the same time, it's driving power to help usTo reach His will, to accomplish His work.
这也给我们力量，能够达到主的意思。
Let's look at the Luke chapter 7, verse 36.
请翻开路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7, verse 36.
路加福音第七章三十六节。
Luke chapter 7, from 36 to verse 50.
路加福音七章从三十六节一直到五十节。
Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, and when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume, and standing behind him at his feet,Weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume. Now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him and that she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him,Simon, I have something to say to you. And he replied, Say it, teacher. A certain money lender had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. Which of them, therefore, will love him more? And 43. Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more.And he said to him, You have judged correctly. And turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she had wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, your sins have been forgiven. And those who were reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this man who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. And this is a very famous instance.
这一段讲的是一段非常有名的一段故事。
Because of this instance gives us all the information and the message what we studied today in this night.
这一段故事所讲的，所给我们的信息，就是我们今天晚上所要讲的题目。
This woman was a sinner.
这个女人她是一个罪人。
She understood she was a sinner.
但是她自己也了解她是一个罪人。
She does not know about the Moses law a lot.
虽然她或许并不太了解摩西的律法。
But once she become a sinner.
但是她成为罪人的时候。
She looking for find out the way to be forgiven.
她想要找一个方法去让她的罪被洗净。
So her heart is desperate to the Lord.
所以她的心是非常的想要寻找神。
Maybe she have a heart to say many words to God to forgive me and forgive me.
虽然她或许有那种心是想要一直对神说原谅我。
She couldn't do that.
但是她并没有办法这样做。
Only brought the most precious one that the perfume in a jar brought to the Jesus Christ.
她所做的只是 带着他最珍贵的香膏到耶稣那里。
Break this perfume and anointed Jesus Christ and with the whipping his tears and washed the Jesus' feet.
他所做的就是用眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，然后再用香膏涂在耶稣脚上。
This is the true meaning to ask for the forgiveness from the Lord.
这是真正的寻求神。
Because she understands one thing, she is a sinner in the sight of God.
因为她了解一件事，就是她在神的眼中是一位罪人。
And toward the end, verse 50 says, He said, Jesus said to woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
在最后第五十节这里讲到，耶稣对那女人说：“你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。”
But the one the Pharisees who know the Bible very well.
但是看那位。
But this man doesn't understand that he is a sinner in the sight of Jesus Christ.
虽然他非常了解圣经，但是他并没有了解到他在神的眼中是一位罪人。
Even he requests to have a meal with Jesus Christ.
虽然他这会法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭。
It's not a sinner's place, but his own place. Invite Jesus Christ and prepare the meal for him.
他请耶稣到他的地方，然后准备了一顿晚餐。
But since he doesn't have a heart, that he is a sinner.
但是他并没有了解到他自己是一位罪人。
He cannot be forgiven his own sin.
他就没有办法被赦免他的罪。
We understand that we are sinner.
我们要了解我们自己是罪人。
This is the beginning of our salvation.
这个就是我们救恩的开始。
And this is the beginning of our understanding of God.
这也是我们了解神的开始。
And this is the beginning of understanding ourselves.
也是我们了解我们自己的开始。
This is to secure our salvation.
这是能够保住我们的救恩。
And our Lord Jesus Christ truly died for us.
而且主耶稣基督他真正的为我们而死。
And we always study that He died for us, our sins. And now we are our guarantee of salvation because He died for us.
我们能够了解到我们会领受到他的救恩，是因为
Many times we understand through our knowledge, but not through our heart.
虽然我们常常都有这种知识，但是我们有时候心里
When we do not understand through our heart, then we cannot forgive other people.
如果我们不能从心里真正的这样了解这句话，我们就没有办法去饶恕别人。
Because we do not truly understand His forgiveness.
因为这样子，我们并没有真正了解到神的。 赦免。
If we do not forgive others,
如果我们并不去赦免他人
，then also our sin cannot be forgiven by God.
这样子的话，我们的罪就没有办法被神所赦免。
We know the church is a place of holy.
我们知道教会是圣洁的地方。
We always emphasize the church should be holy all the time.
我们也常常提到教会要常常保持圣洁。
When we cannot forgive somebody in the church,
如果在教会里，我们没有办法去饶恕别人
，and church cannot be holy,
这教会就没有办法成为圣洁。
Because the person who against that, against anybody, that sin still remain because other person cannot forgive the other side.
如果没有办法去饶恕的话，那罪就还是在那里。
Because the person who cannot forgive the other one, also that person cannot fulfill the will of God.
如果我们没有办法去饶恕别人的话，我们就没有办法达到神的。
And also, the person who cannot forgive others, their sin also remain themselves too.
如果我们没有办法去饶恕别人的话，我们的罪还是在我们自己身上。
So church cannot be holy then.
如果这样子的话，教会就没有办法成为神。
So how is it possible the church always can remain holy?
所以要如何让教会成为圣洁呢
？When we forgive each other.
这就是我们能够互相的饶恕。
That's why the church can be holy all the time.
这就是让教会成为圣洁的方法。
We know the Matthew chapter 18. Let's look at all that we know, but look at the Matthew chapter 18, verse 22.
请翻开马太福音第十八章二十二节。
Matthew 18, verse 22.
马太福音十八章二十二节。
21 and 22.
21-22.
Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. He Jesus proclaimed, not to seven times, but seven times, 70 times seven.
这里耶稣说到不是七次，乃是七十个七次。
It is important understanding.
这是非常重要的，我们需要去理解的事。
We forgive others until the last moment.
我们要一直饶恕对方，直到最后的时刻。
Many times we say three times is the maximum.
有时候我们说三次就这样子了。
We hear the Peter talking about the seven times is a lot.
其实彼得这里说到七次其实是很多。
And then we when he I think he just proud because he bring up the seven times already.
或许彼得这里他骄傲了，因为他说了他可以饶恕别人七次。
But Jesus talking about the 70 times seven.
但是耶稣这里却讲到七十个七次。
Let us remember Jesus also forgive us 70 times seven.
让我们也要了解到耶稣他会原谅我们七十个七次。
When we dealing with our and as a parents dealing with our own children.
就像父母对待我们子女。
When our children against our own parents,
当子女违背了父母的旨意
，it hurts the parents' heart.
那会伤了父母的心。
Even the parents really can get this cannot be wounded the part of the children against the parents.
虽然父母这样并不会这样子受伤。
But when the parents repent and come back to the father and mother, ask for the forgiveness of their sins.
所以当孩子们转回向父母亲求他们饶恕他们所做的错。
Parents always ready to forgive their sin.
这时候父母亲永远的都是能够这样子的饶恕他们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, the same way he treat us.
主耶稣基督他就是用这样的方法来对待我们。
Do not make a misunderstand about God.
我们不要误解神。
God is a forgiving God.
神是饶恕的神。
But many times, who is the one who against him to turn away from God?
但是常常是哪一位是什么人这样子离弃神呢？
Our own stubborn heart.
就是我们这刚硬的心。
Even though the parents is ready to forgive their own children.
虽然父母亲已经准备好要饶恕他们儿女。
But if the children do not ready to ask for forgiveness to the parents.
但是如果子女们没有向父母求他饶恕的话，
there is no way that their sin be forgiven from their parents.
这样子的话， 就没有办法得到他们的罪，就没有办法得到父母亲的饶恕。
This is the fact between God and us.
这就是事实，在我们跟神之间的事实。
Forgiveness is really the meaningful one in our Christian life.
所以饶恕是在我们属灵生活上非常重要。
This also we can to be a perfect ourselves.
这样也能让我们更接近完全。
Let's look at the Matthew.
请翻开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 43.
马太福音五章四十三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse from 43 to 48.
马太福音五章四十三到四十八节。
You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he caused his son to rise on the evil and the good, and send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax gatherers do the same? And if you greet your brother only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. The message here, we can say that as Heavenly Father is perfect, means as Heavenly Father is always forgive others.
这里的信息告诉我们，就是我们要像天父一样的完全，就是要饶恕对别人。
Forgiveness is a key between among the brother and sister.
饶恕就是在兄弟姐妹之间的一个把钥匙。
And between God and us also.
也是在于神和我们之间。
His will come through us, His kingdom come to us through the forgiveness.
神的国临到我们就是借着饶恕。
And Martin Luther says when he this prayer is so awesome prayer.
马丁路德也讲到这一段祷告文是非常的神奇的。
When we cannot forgive others, then we recite this verse 12, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." In Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, is considered it's our own judgment. We reading this.
所以当我们读到第六章第十二节，这里讲到免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，这也是对我们自己的一个审判。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6.
我们再看回马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 and 15.
马太福音第六章十四到十五节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 and 15.
六章十四到十五节。
For if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive you transgressions. Somehow you can see that right after the Lord's prayer, that the Jesus, the right away, he mentioned about the forgiveness more.
在紧接着祷告文后面，耶稣马上讲到了要饶恕别人的罪。
No matter how good we are,
不管我们有多好。
No matter how much we know about God,
不管我们多认识神。
But if we cannot forgive others,
如果我们没有办法饶恕别人。
Our prayer cannot be reached up to God.
我们的祷告就没有办法达到神那里。
This is the message of God here, the message of the prayer.
这就是祷告文所要传达的信息。
When you know the Stephen, when he preached the gospel to people, his own people.
所以当我们讲到斯提凡他传道给别人的时候。
But their people, their peers, the message pierced their heart.
他的信息却刺伤了别人的心。
But instead of asking him to how to be saved themselves, bring up the stone and kill him.
因此呢，他们并没有问他要如何的得救，但是他们却拿石头起来打死他。
But while he's on the way to his death, he asked God.
在他要将死之前
，Do not hold their sins.
他向神祷告，不要纪念他们。
Ask forgiveness of their sin who against him.
他向神祈求饶恕对方的罪。
So before he give up his spirit,
在他离世之前
he himself to be perfect himself in the sight of God.
在他在神的 眼中已经成为完全。
He shows us the example of a true Christian.
他给我们基督徒做了一个很好的榜样。
Such a heart can see the glory of God.
这样子就可以看到神的荣耀。
Indeed, this is the true love of God.
这也就是真正神的爱。
He telling us this wonderful the Lord's prayer now in our hands.
在说了这个祷告文之后。
Let us faithfully follow this Lord's prayer.
让我们能够真正实实的去执行。
So that we can secure our salvation.
所以我们可以保障我们的救恩。
Secure our peace and joy.
保障我们的喜乐和平安。
So even before we hear the second coming, we can accomplish our kingdom of God in our heart.
所以就算在神耶稣第二次降临之前，我们已经有神的国在我们心中。
Maybe that's the part of his will to give us this the Lord's prayer in our hands.
或许这也就是神他的意思，让这样子将祷告文告诉我。
Let's sing him 96.
我们请唱诗第96首。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Why we respect Jesus Christ? Why we admire the life of Jesus Christ?
为什么我们要这样子的尊敬耶稣呢？
Because of His forgiveness.
因为他是饶恕人。
When all the sinners come to the Lord, He accept them.
当有罪的人到主的面前，他都接纳他。
Those who come to Him to ask for the repentance and forgiveness.He granted the forgiveness to their hands.
在他面前悔改，在向主耶稣求饶恕的人，他都饶恕他。
That's why all the sinners and they like to Jesus Christ. They come to the Lord.
所以这也是因为什么罪人想要到耶稣的面前。
So this gospel, the approach to those sinners, not the one, the righteous one.
其实这些福音是为了那些罪人
Sometimes we misunderstand that if we know the Bible very well as a knowledge.
有时候我们不了解神的，是不了解他的意思。
Then we can close to God.
这样子，我们能够更靠近神。
But Bible actually not in this way to talk to us.
但是圣经并不是只是一个知识而已。
When you know you're a sinner,
当你知道你是罪人的时候，
then you can draw near to God.
你就能够更靠近的神。
So the forgiveness is come through the those who have a heart of a forgiveness and a repentance.
当饶恕只是只会在那些心中有悔意的人。
And also we have to forgive others.
而且我们也需要饶恕别人。
Sincerely.
很真诚的。
And let us kneel down and pray together.
让我们跪下来一起祷告。
And ask God to give us a heart, the true. Let us understand the true meaning of love of God.
也要求神让我们能够了解他真正的爱。
Always give us a heart ready to forgive others those against us.
也要求神给我们爱，能够时时刻刻的饶恕别人。
So this way we can fulfill the will of God and accomplish this kingdom in our heart.
这样子我们就能够达成神的旨意，然后有神的国在我们心中。
This is also a way to preach the gospel.
这也是传福音的一种方法。
And let's kneel down and pray together.
我们跪下祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.